podcast with me, Anthony.
And me, Jared.
You're listening to the Bimbo podcast today. Our first ever returning guest, our biggest guest. He's now a two-time appearance on the Bimbo podcast, and he's also a two-time Olympic boxer, Brendan Irvine, Wee Rooster. Welcome back, mate.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Good to be back on the show.
So, last time you were on, you were a big deal. Now you're an even bigger deal. What's been happening since?
I wouldn't class myself as a big deal. So I wouldn't.
Mate, if you have a mural, you're a big deal. You know what I mean?
No, definitely not. I've been through the wars, to be honest with you. 2018 was the last time. It was the 17th of October. 2018, I was on your show, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
I was just after having surgery in August, the last time I was on the show, and I was on the mend. I was doing my recovery and stuff. So that was pretty, it was hard to overcome and stuff that there. And I was just getting back to form, back to myself. I had a fight. My first fight after that was in New York on St. Patrick's Day in 2019. And I won. Everything was back to normal. My arm was okay. Everything was spot on. And then I was selected to go to Germany to represent Ireland in a multi-nations tournament. Was beat, but was happy enough to be back in the ring in the mix. And then after that, I was selected to represent Ireland in the European Games in Minsk. And everything was flying. I was in training camp. Everything was going perfect. The second last bar of the training camp, I fell over. I was sparring an American guy, and I fell over, got up, sparred on, and everything was okay. I got out of the ring, I was limping. Didn't realize I was even limping until my coach says, "Everything all right?" I says, "Why?" And he says, "You're limping." I didn't even realize at the time. Obviously, my adrenaline was just pumping through me. And found out then, this was a Saturday. I was told to rest up over the weekend by physios. Rested up. Come back Monday, no better. Sent for a scan on the Tuesday. Seen a foot consultant on the Wednesday for a CT scan, and he gave me the bad news that I was going to be ruled out of the European Games. So it's been a whirlwind since then, like with ups and downs, like. So that was a big part because it was such a big tournament, and for me to be the first ever European Games medalist for Ireland. I was hoping to go out there and medal again.
What was the exact injury?
It was a fracture. You have two sesamoid bones underneath your big toe, and one of them was fractured, stress fracture.
Right,
okay. So any weight burn exercises on your feet, I just couldn't tolerate. So even walking was a struggle. I was walking with a limp when it was fractured. So I was put in a boot. I was in the boot for 8 weeks, took out of it for 4, and then put back into it for 4. So it was like ups and downs. It was getting better, then it wasn't getting better, and then, you know, just frustration and, you know, just trying to stay positive about the whole thing was probably the hardest thing to do, like, but, you know.
How are you able to stay positive in that? Sorry, Jared. What do you do to make yourself go right? You know, get through a day, don't give up or whatever?
I'm not going to say, like, there's a perfect thing to do because there's not, like, when you're doing, like, if you're a footballer, all you want to do is play football. If you're a boxer, all you want to do is fight. And when you can't compete, like, at the highest level, like, and your teammates are all over, especially at the European Games. I missed out in European Games and the World Championships. Seeing Emmons being away, competing and stuff, it was probably the hardest thing for me to do, but I was still training. I was training back home, and I was in Jordanstown, Sinai, and I was in my own club with Ralph. Every day, I was training on a boot for this whole period of time, and I was training at Jordanstown in the mornings, training in my club at night, and then throughout the week when I wasn't in Jordanstown, I was in the swimmers doing my swims, and throughout that course, I actually became a lifeguard, and I was actually working some weekends and stuff, getting a couple of shifts in. But the key thing that sort of got me throughout the whole thing was having a routine, having a structure to my day. Like, I was having a plan. So each day I would have got up, I would have knew where I was going to, where I was going to St. Mary's College in the Falls Road, because at that time I couldn't drive. So my strength coach would have, he would have traveled to St. Mary's and we would have done our session there. And I would have knew what the next session was or what I was doing for the rest of the day. I was having a plan, having a routine. And even now, when this period where this pandemic where we're in, it's having a good structure day or day. Like, I know.
Sorry, Brent, are you saying palm or pan?
Pant or pant? It's having a good structure. Like, I'll write down three things each day for me to do, for me to try and hit, like, really small targets. Maybe going for a walk, maybe taking the dog a walk, or even a bit of meditation, just, or doing training. Like, the other day, I was sitting in the house and I was melted, and I went out on the bike and done 10 mile on the bike. And see, after, I felt unbelievable. It put, like, I can't describe how much exercise helped me. So after,
and that training, was just in the course of second outside your house.
up and down the streets of Glencoe. Exercise is going to help me a lot through this whole period where you can't do a whole lot. But so having a good structure to your day, having wee targets to set yourself. But also throughout that time, I was doing a bit of work with psychologists, one in Jordanstown and one in the south. I'll give them a mention, Gary Longwell and Cab McManaman. They were big help to me throughout the process.
Go ahead, G.
Well, what I was going to ask him was about the actual training and stuff, because I knew he trained on a boot, so I thought that shows dedication and drive, you know, the fact that somebody's training with their, it's equivalent to training with a cast on you, you know, when you're a boxer, you're limited movement and stuff, so obviously he's already talked about how that felt. But so once you get through that, Brenton, obviously the Commonwealth was next for you, was it?
No, the Commonwealth, this was after the Commonwealth. Remember, the Commonwealths were 2018, so they were. So the next thing was in, well, you see, I was training through European Games, fractured my foot in the second last bar, and the World Championships were in September. So I asked my physios, look, you know, what's the chance of this being all right for the World Championships? And he says, look, there's a good chance that you'll be all right. You know, probably trying to keep my hopes up instead of knocking me down, you know. So throughout that whole time, I was training in a boot thinking I was going to the World Championships in September. You know, I was training as if I was doing everything that I could go to the World Championships. Now, it's mad looking back thinking, how the hell, from June to September. And throughout that whole time, I was in a boot most of it. So how can you even think that you're going to manage the peak, get sparring, get running?
Lose weight.
It was mad to even think. Yeah, I was honestly thinking that I was going to the World Championships in September, but you know, obviously it wasn't going to be, because it was a lot longer than what I actually thought I was going to be out of the ring for.
So I suppose that obviously just recently there you've qualified for the Olympics that are now moved to next year, 2021. So what did you feel like the differences were this time versus last time, like, for qualifying? Because last time was obviously quite late, and this time, not even another year to go before you get there. So,
the whole experience is completely different. You know, we were out there, and I was off all social media for 5 days. So, like, I wasn't seeing a whole lot of what people were saying online about the coronavirus and whatever else, because it was a big factor in it too, because obviously the tournament was cancelled, but it's still going to run whenever this clears. But, you know, people obviously writing on Facebook and stuff, but thank God I wasn't seeing a whole lot of it, you know. I was only seeing what was ever on the news, or, you know, if one's back home and we and stuff were asking, you know, is the tournament still happening, or, you know, is it still safe for you to be out there? But, it was completely different, you know. Even coming back to the airport, you know, it was like a ghost town. Come back to the airport after qualifying for Rio, it was like a celebration, you know, everyone there to congratulate you. And then coming back, and there was no people in the airport at all, nothing, no like it was like a ghost town, with the place being on lockdown and stuff. But you know, it's just, I to be honest with you, I would actually rather no celebrations, no nothing. I would rather just sort of move on rather than having the whole big fuss about it, like, because then it makes it to be less of a deal, big deal, and then you can sort of just focus on what you have to do.
So do you think not having technology whenever you've been away benefited you?
100%, because like I actually got a couple of pictures sent through to me, like of people in shops like fighting over toilet roll and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that there. You know, you don't need to see all that, like especially if that's back home. You know, you're only going to be like, what's it actually like back home when I'm over here competing, you know? And London's a lot bigger than Belfast. So it was a big help to me, I think. And I'll definitely be using it again. Like,
see, I was just going to say that. See, when you were in Rio, did you have access to your social media?
Yes, I did indeed. I was on social media, I think, in Rio. Maybe logged off the day of the fight or something like that there, but I think maybe for all my fights probably now, I'll log off all social media for maybe 5 days to a week, 7 days. I think it just gives me more focus. You know, there's no shit, there's no people, good luck, or I know people are wishing me well and whatever else, but it's, are people even trying to give you tactics you don't even know? So it's a big help, and I'll definitely be doing it again. Like,
so what did you,
go ahead.
No, you, I was gonna ask what did you feel between qualifying so late last time and so early this time? How's that feel for you?
I think if out of all the people, it only helps me more, because like I've been so inactive for so long with injuries, like, and I need rounds, more rounds. It'll only benefit me, because I'll get more time to prepare. I know people, like the rest of the team, they have the tournaments. I'll have the tournament as well. Like, I'll finish that tournament. But it'll only benefit me to get rounds. There's no pressure on what's next. It's just to get rounds and keep active and, you know, keep injury-free and, you know, stay on top of me rather than worrying about trying to qualify or things like that there. I just have to control what I can control.
So, see the way you're saying about pressure there? I was listening to the Chael Sonnen's podcast, and he brought this point up about the Olympics. Do you think the number one ranked guy, obviously, is that the, I take it, it won't be the person who won the gold last time, could you go through the whole cycle again? The guy who's ranked number one, do you think he now has even more pressure? Because he's going to be sitting, obviously, if you're number one, you have a target on your back. Is he going to be sitting going and thinking, do you think that actually might be a disadvantage to him or her in respective sports, because they're going to be overthinking?
Everyone's different. Like, people can deal with, like, people like that pressure. They like that, you know, people are out to get me, you know, I need to perform. People deal with that differently. Or some people aren't so good with it, but obviously everyone's going to be feeling a wee bit of pressure with Olympic Games. It's like the pinnacle of the sporting world. So, but it's just how you deal with it and manage it. You know, the last time I was sort of a wee bit nervous and didn't know what to expect, but really it's just another boxing ring and another opponent. Same judges, referee, you know. There's nothing different really, like.
Well, just what you said there, one of the questions was going to be, is there a difference between a world medal and an Olympic medal? So, obviously, it seems to be the same sort of tournament, but one is celebrated a lot bigger around the world, you know, and probably more TV sponsors and stuff. But is there a difference? What is the difference for you as an athlete?
Yeah, well, people have probably asked me, would I rather a world or Olympic? I would take Olympic all day long. It's the biggest sporting event in the world. And like, the world, I think the world is every year, every second year. So that just shows you how big the Olympics actually is, if it's every 4 years. And it's like, it's the gem of the gem. It's the top of the top. Like, I think it's, someone told me before, I think it's like 0.0001% of the world's population get to actually go. So when you take that into consideration, and even I think it was I was reading something before, it might have been Kenny Egan saying about it. I think it, if you go into a shopping center, how many people do you think are Olympians? It's like none are probably, nobody's probably are Olympian. Like,
so do you think there's more pressure at Olympic level than world or Commonwealth level?
Yeah, I'd say so, just because it is so big. Like, but it's like there's no point thinking about it too much or begging it out to be something. You know, it's just another competition. Like, I actually, we had a meeting in Dublin there before we flew out to London, and we were just talking about it and stuff. And I was like, you know, it's the biggest thing that you could possibly go to, you know, as an athlete. And so I was probably begging it up to be too much. And somebody says, you know what, well, it's just another boxing ring. You know, if I go, I go. If I don't, I don't. I'm still going home to my family, my friends. And that's true, because a lot of time people are just associating people with athletes. You know, they're not. They're so much more. They're a brother, a sister, a partner, a father, an uncle. You know, nobody sees them like that there. You know, they're only like, oh, he's this person, he's that person, when there's so much more.
So, sorry, go ahead. You want to say something?
Yeah. I was going to say, I suppose you're saying that at the minute with the UFC, with Khabib, you know, he said he's not the coronavirus, you know. He's not the person stopping him from fitting. So, it's just another example.
There's nothing really you can do. Like, it's just everyone's sort of in the same situation. I think it was a right call to put the Olympics back the next year, because nobody's able to do what they can do normally on a day-to-day basis. So hardly expect that qualifier hasn't finished. People haven't qualified. There's more qualifiers for other sports. I'm only talking about boxing, you know, think about all the other sports. So it was the best call to make.
So that ties into the next question I have here. How has it affected, like, your training, other people's training, things, other athletes?
It affects everything. It affects your day-to-day, like day-to-day life. You know, I usually go to Dublin on a Tuesday to train with the team. I'm sitting in the house now, you know, there's nothing. Dublin's sort of on a strict lockdown. We're not too bad up here, but everyone's on the same path. But it's what you can do yourself in that time. Like, I'm lucky enough to have a good team around me, the club and stuff. My neighbour, Curzo, that got me in the boxing, he was able to come up the other day and put a bag at the side of my house. And I was able to take equipment out of the boxing club to use at the side of the house. So I'm lucky enough. And even to have a carport, so if it was raining, I'll not be getting soaked or wet because of a roof over it, you know. So it's very helpful for me. But it's what you can do in that time, you know. Make the most of it, you know. Spend time with family. Do your bits of work, even working. If you're not strong in areas with mobility, you can work on mobility and do certain things.
Do you think that you're going to see some upsets in qualification because of this?
No. Well, I wouldn't say so, because as people say, the cream always rises, you know. Like, if people really want to achieve, then they'll be doing the work now rather than, you know, it's doing what you can do with the time you have. So if people really want to try and qualify, they'll be still training and doing bits and pieces of what they can do, you know. They'll not be letting it slide from under their fingertips.
Brent, will not hold anything just yet, but at the minute, what's your aspirations for the next Olympics then? So obviously last time you were quite young and you're a bit more mature and I have more experience and stuff behind you. Not that you didn't have experience then either, but your injuries and all started to heal. And so what's your aspirations at the minute? Obviously the concerns between now and then, but what's the dream?
The dream for me is just, you know, I always take it step by step, day by day. even before I go into the ring, I always tell myself, minute by minute, punch by punch, second by second, you know. And, you know, we'll get there. We'll get a medal and we'll change the colour of it. And that's the way I look at it. I don't like to put too much pressure on myself or, you know, try and say, oh, I'm going. I would never say.
No. I don't want to hold it. I think that's what I was saying.
Yeah, no. I would never say to anyone, like, I'm going to win gold. You know, because if you don't go and win gold, you know, you sort of look a bit stupid. You know, everyone does want to win a gold medal, but, you know, the reality of it is, there's a lot of things that can factor that. So, I always do what I can, and if the best is the best, then so be it. If it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world.
Do you think it is a bad thing? See what you're saying there, that you wouldn't say that. See if it was me in that position, right? And yeah. I was to say I was going to go for gold, and say I got beat in the first fight, right? Just as an example. Yeah. I genuinely would not let anybody speak down to me to say, oh, you're a dick, you didn't do that. I would actually, I think I would probably go off on them. Because as you said, 0.0000001 is going to go to the Olympics. So even
exactly, yeah,
that level, you have to be an elite athlete. Like, if you look at tiers of football, there's certain football players or certain fed organisations, there's levels to it. And to get to the Olympics itself, it's, I wouldn't say to yourself, oh, I wouldn't say this or that. Fucking, if you build it,
yeah, no, but you know, I'm not that type of person to run about and say, you know, I take it my stride, and you know, I can't describe like the feeling, like representing your country and getting the chance to represent my country at the second Olympics, and even, you know, being team captain there at that tournament, you know, like it's a great honor in itself. So even to be qualified and on the plane to Tokyo, it's
good. Captain, are you one of the longest people on the team now?
Yeah.
Broke up quite bad there, didn't it? Coronavirus problems.
Coronavirus!
It's in 5G towers, is it?
That's what it is.
George got one outside his house.
There's nothing wrong with 5G.
Anymore, he's no joke. That's terrible, Jerry. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was below a belt in the call for that.
Just you remember that one.
What was that, Jerry?
You know what? I don't even know. Fuck him. I was asking.
Tissue, Ganya, will you get Jerry some tissue?
She's at work. She's NHS, front line, you know.
She's the breadwinner.
Well, I'm still employed until
today.
Until your wedding day. Oh wait, no.
Are you getting married? Out? Was it? When is it?
Well, do you know what? I actually got my wedding ring engraved with the 24th. Can it be all romantic? And
oh, of course.
Feed back to September now.
You should get the 2 days on it.
You're gonna have to get that changed.
Nah, I think I'll just keep it on. It's a memory. Do you know one of the good things about it? See, in my honeymoon, I'd actually paid for a swim-up room, right? And now, in September, everything changed across, but if you want the swim-up room, it's an extra £1,700. I was like, fuck that. So, Roisin went on, and he was travelling in Lisbon. Sorted out and got me a suite, like a 2-floor suite with a balcony view and a wee hot tub in the balcony. So,
unreal.
When?
So, since we're on
where's
the
your name? Where are you going?
I'm
supposed to be going to New York for 3 days and then Mexico.
Class. Unreal.
So, since we're on the
topic of coronavirus,
right? How are you keeping like your diet plan and stuff, Brent?
I can't like emphasize this enough. Like, I'm so lucky to have a good sponsor in like fast, fresh, healthy meal plans. Like every Monday and Wednesday, food's dropped off to me for the week, and I can't I can't thank them enough. They're there on time every week. Like, I just get up in the morning, my breakfast is there, my lunch, my dinner, and everything's tailored around me. So if I'm losing weight, it'll be a bit stricter. Now I'm just sort of trying to maintain like a healthy balance. So now it's just sort of a balance of everything. So it's I'm so lucky in that way to have them and support me through, especially this crucial time.
What's their name?
Fast Fresh Healthy Meal Plan. So get them on my Facebook page.
Right, okay. Might have to go on that because I'm
so what else? Spot on. Like,
what else have you been doing with your time then? So coronavirus, we're all locked in the houses. How do you get your day in?
My day in. So as I said this earlier on, I will give myself 3 targets ahead every day. I've signed up to the Breakthrough Outreach of Cancer. I'm doing 2K a day for 20 days. Now, it's just, you can walk it or you can run it. I'm going to walk it with the dog, get a bit active in the mornings with him, and I'll do a training session or I'll do a bit of meditation, play a bit of Xbox. Just, you know, do the everyday to day things, but have a bit of structure around it.
And so on the spot, what's your top 3 things for people to go and watch? You know, they've done it in RV Short podcast, so.
To watch?
To go and watch. If it's on Netflix or Disney Plus. I see you were on Disney Plus yesterday.
I wasn't, Bruno was. I don't watch Disney films. High School Musical.
You know what I watched yesterday? And it was hilarious. Brave. It's the first time I've watched it.
What is it?
Brave. It's Brave. Very good, isn't it?
But do we
I've never seen it, but it's very good.
I've never watched it, and I think it's my favourite Disney movie now.
Yeah, it's very good, but I've never seen it.
You just heard?
Just heard from someone.
Disney Plus.
I love Disney films, like, I do.
Right, what's your top 3 things to watch?
The new Bad Boys. That's very good, I like that.
I know, but
that would be illegal.
That would be illegal. Why? Stuff that you can watch now on like Netflix or.
I don't know. I haven't even been on Netflix. Like, I've been playing the Xbox. If I could tell anyone to get a game, it would be the new Call of Duty. Me and George have been flat out of it. And
that's it. You're learning well, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Poker Bros have been on it, so I have. So, what else?
So you're staying more interactive than actually watching stuff and being a wee bit anti-social. You're being more social.
Sort of. Like, I'd watch things too, but I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time watching films. Or I'd rather watch a good series than a good film.
Just listening to our podcast?
Yep. I haven't listened to a whole lot of podcasts recently. So I haven't.
Just our one?
Just your ones, yeah. Just Bimbo's.
Do a few fan questions, or have you anything to ask?
Can I give a shout out to my sponsors?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Fast Fresh Healthy Meal Plans, Cutting Edge Barbers, and Springfield Autos. Couldn't thank them enough for all the help throughout the years. Stuck by me through everything. Like, even Cutting Edge Barbers, they've been going 8 years. I walked in there to get my haircut one day when they first opened. And didn't know Podrick from Adam, and now he's a good friend of mine and sponsor. And Kevin's stuck by me through everything. From the day I started boxing, he's always been there to support me. So huge thanks to him. And to St. Paul's for having my back through everything. They could easily, you know, forgot about me or anything, but, you know, they stayed there and helped me through this wild journey.
Cutting Edge actually do a good haircut. But
serious haircut. That's why I'm wearing this hat, because Noel cut my hair the other day, and
no,
you need that.
His other brother not cut his hair the other day?
Oh Jesus! Let us see.
No.
Go.
Let us see the fade of it.
I done his and he done mine. His is blended in, and everything perfect. You should see mine.
Go show
I'm
us.
Running the way like Arthur Shelby.
Let's go.
So here, Brent, see, last time you were on, the quick fire questions with you.
I'm not sure.
Can you think of a few quick fire questions offhand, Anto? We'll just fire them at him. I'll give you the easy one. Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Sun holiday or a winter holiday?
Sun.
Northern Tato, Southern Tato?
It's always the controversial Southern one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Facebook or Twitter?
I live in Dublin. Facebook.
Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram, I don't have a TikTok.
Yeah, you do. We finally.
I did, but doing actually deleted it. I couldn't take it serious. Doing my dances. I'd end up breaking my neck doing one of those dance moves.
So Tyson Fury or Deontay Wilder?
Tyson Fury all day long.
Has to be. Blame man the Calvin. Yeah, sure.
Kim or Kanye was all the people.
Sorry, who?
Kim or Kanye?
Don't watch or follow any of it or listen to Kanye's. Kanye, because I've seen him in concert once. But that's it.
Anyone what else? Out, though?
Hmm?
Have you any more?
No. I've just got a couple of wee fan questions. I can't think of the other ones.
Fair enough.
Just
ready for some fan questions?
Just to show you some balls. Didn't Tyson Fury, whenever he was getting back in shape, he went to St. Paul's and done some workouts?
Yes, he did indeed. Belfast was the first place he came to when he decided he needed to get himself back training and taking it serious. And St. Paul's was the first place he came to, so big shout out to that. Like.
Just shows his seriousness and the level of competition coming out of that gym. So,
big time.
One of the fan questions was, who would you like notice as an up-and-coming boxing talent?
There's plenty coming through at the minute, even in our club alone. Dylan McShane, Dylan Eagleson. There's so many kids coming through. We Oshie McCann. There's so much kids coming through, and every year you'll see our club. You'll not be able to fit any more people in it than it possibly has. And it's hard to do, but the club has to turn people away. They don't like doing it, but they have to because they don't have enough room. And it's hard that way, but you know, that just shows you the success the club has.
One from MC Podcasting, good wee podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
See, when you were in the Olympics, did you feel the weight of Ireland was behind you? Or was it a pressure or added motivation?
I did feel a wee bit of pressure just because it was like the world's biggest stage. And, you know, I was only 20 at the time and I was a bit lost in the whole circus. But I would say pressure a wee bit from myself, not from anyone else. Just because I wanted to do so well. It was a dream of mine to go there as a kid and perform, but, you know, I'd say pressure. Like.
Now, I don't know who sent this one in. Well, I do, but...
I just want to guess, Frankie. No?
No, not that one. Is it true that you fell asleep when you were doing the pads at the Commonwealth Games?
No, who said that? Who was that said that?
The same person may have also asked, maybe didn't actually ask the other one. It was Debo Sully, you know what? I'm just going to out him because he still hasn't come on this show yet.
I know. Well, I thought he was coming on the show.
Send him a link or an admin.
Will I send him one? How do you do it?
If you want, don't worry, but we'll get him next time. But is it true that you fell asleep?
We'll get him on in our team.
I think we had him lined up and then something happened where Chad mined him.
Something like that.
Or we could just go down and say Thompson's and record outside Thompson's when he's working.
Or you could just go down to the bottom of Glen Collin because he'd be standing in my mural looking at it.
So what's the story with the Commonwealth Games and sleep falling asleep with the pads? What's that?
I don't know. They he must just think I fell asleep every night on 8 o'clock. No, I don't know. I always used to go to sleep early, so that's probably why. But D always used to be, no, he's asleep. He would sleep any chance he could get. I remember, this is true, right? No joke. This is funny. I remember we arrived into, what do you call that? We arrived into the training camp in Australia. We were all jet lagged, you know, so tired. But we were told, look.
So at this point, we had a wee bit of technical difficulty, but we were able to get Brenton back on. So let's go.
Daphne, recording, yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
That's us. Right, so.
No one needs to see it, Dan.
We arrived in Australia. And I think it might have been the second or third day in. And we were so tired, like every day we were wrecked. Like at, say, about 7 o'clock every night, I actually fell asleep in the living room. And watching a film. But one day after a training session, we were told, look, stay awake the whole day. Do not go to sleep because you need to stay awake the whole day to try and get over the jet lag. I was like, right, we were all right, okay, right. So one day I was wrecked. And I was sitting in a room and it was like we single rooms, and I was near falling asleep, so I was like, right, I need to go to this room before I fall asleep. So I was like, right, sure, I'll go upstairs and sit with Dee. And up the Dee's door. Knock, knock, knock on the door. No answer. Bang, bang, bang again. And I could hear him getting up out of bed and his big feet come over to the door. And he opens the door and I goes, are you sleeping? He goes, no, no. His eyes, no, all sleeping on his eyes. I go, you're a fucking idiot. You're not meant to be sleeping. He goes, shush, don't be telling, John. Sat there, and that's why he's probably slagging me about the sleep.
I thought it's because you were so good, you could fight with your eyes closed.
Probably, I hear. That's probably why.
You're an ugly ass for this.
Is Dee's at least mom still taking selfies with your mural?
I don't know. I haven't seen her, but I think a few people on the street have. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Is ring rust a real thing?
100%.
How hard is it to cover?
When you're, I know. It's hard, but like the hardest thing you can do is actually get back in the ring and spar, and because that's when it'll be tested and you will be rusty, and then more rounds. We'll get rid of it. A couple of fights, we'll get rid of it. The more rounds, the better, I think, because that's what you need for competition.
What's your ambitions for after the Olympics?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I would like to do a course on psychology. So I'm not sure whether I go pro after. I don't know.
See how the hand lies.
See,
there's
goes,
a few questions about Conor Burns, so is it maybe to fit him? Somebody's asked why have you not fought him?
He's called me out a few times, so would fight him. Third. I'll fight him in the Davnish. I'll fight him in Glen Collin. And the pitches.
Fight him at the field.
No, he's called me out a few times, like, so he has.
He's some pup. So he is.
He's racking boys in Belfast.
He's racking Olympians.
yourself. He got a tough at last fight though against Paddy.
He did.
He was tested.
He persevered though. He came through it.
Yeah, he grinded it out like. He's a slugger.
Jared, have you any more questions, sir?
No, a few people just asking. Where the value on your? What social channels do you update?
Twitter is @WeRooster. Instagram is Brendan Irvine 1. I have two Facebook pages, my personal one and a like page. So they are Brendan WeRooster Irvine is the like page and just Brendan Irvine.
Sweet. Well, thank you very much for coming on, lad. Appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for having me on, lads. I appreciate that for getting me back on the show.
No worries.
I mean, stay safe and wash your hands, and I'll maybe see you after Easter or something.
Yes, you too.
Best of luck, mate.
Keep it safe. Yes, thanks, lads.
And don't forget, you owe me a ring walk if you do go professional with a belt. Still haven't forgot that.
I couldn't hear it. Sorry, what was that there? When are you getting married?
Right, take it easy, lad.
Yes.